The Osgood File, Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Imagine taking 200 people, packing them into narrow seats in rows sometimes as close as 28 inches apart, then locking the door and sending the whole assembly 5 miles into the sky with only vending machine snacks for food. What could possibly go wrong?
A battle broke out this week aboard a jetliner. Two passengers fighting over the small space that separated their seats.
Hard to believe. More after this from Charlie. There's a plastic wedge on the market called the Knee Defender. It was created by Ira Goldman, who stands 6'3", and was tired of being on a flight and having the person in front of him recline the seat smack into his knees.
People want to do something to protect themselves. This has always been a problem, and it's become a bigger problem the closer the seats are.
So Ira Goldman invented a wedge that fits between the tray table supports and the seat back so that the passenger in front of you can't recline the seat. You can just cross your fingers that they'll think the seat is broken, or you can offer the card that comes with the Knee Defender explaining what you've just done. It's hard to know which approach is more arrogant. In any case, last week, a passenger used Ira's invention on United Airlines Flight 1462 from Newark to Denver, only to discover that the woman in front of him was having none of it.
A 47-year-old man put this Knee Defender on the tray in front of him, and it prevented the woman in front of him from reclining her seat. She got upset, threw water at them. They were taken off the plane when the plane landed.
And once they arrived at O'Hare, the authorities allowed them to leave. Their behavior was clearly unacceptable, of course, but the authorities realized there isn't a jury in America that would have convicted them of anything. Because all of us have finally come to understand that the only difference between air travel and a lab experiment is a maze and some cheese. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.